get this going. Oh, I clicked share. There we go. All right. Can you guys see my screen? Is this good? Awesome. First time using Google Slides instead of PowerPoint. Moving forward, 2023. Here we go. So I'm excited for tonight and Chelsea and I to be able to share some of the overview and plans and some convictions for us to have going into the new semester. And so I hope you're all excited about it and definitely have somewhere to take notes and write things down. And there will be a lot of good things to reflect on and think about and talk about to figure out in your life. And after we're done going through some of this, we are going to break up into a few different breakout rooms to talk through some Bible talk details and stuff like that. And just before classes really start and we get into the thick of things, it's good to just be set up for success and to know what the goals and the plans are and different things like that. So we are going through the book of Acts on Sundays in our campus region. And so I wanted to read a scripture out of the book of Acts to set a framework for everything else that we're going to talk about. But I always love going back to Acts 2, verse 42 to 47. This is the first description of the church. The church is brand new. It is not made many mistakes yet or been attacked much yet or been through a lot. And so this is a very pure version of the church and a great example for us to aim for and what we're building and what we're trying to be. And so thousands of people had just been baptized. God's plan to save the world had just begun. And so it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time for us in the church right now, as well as we're building the future. And we get a great description. And this is what we want to be, what God wants us to be as his church. So Acts 2, 42 to 47, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Anytime you read this, it should be fair to ask, man, don't you want to be part of a community like this, a spiritual group like this? And the answer is yes, I do want to be. And the answer is also yes, that I do feel like I am part of a group like this and that this is what we have in the church and also what we need to keep working at being and being even better. But we get a great picture of what God's will for the church is. And this gives us a picture of us being a church of people who are growing spiritually, who are learning God's word. It gives us a picture of a church where people are devoted. They are devoted to each other. They meet together often, both publicly, they're meeting together, and privately in their homes, they're meeting together. We see a church that loves one another, that serves each other, that takes care of each other, that is family and friends with each other. We see a church that's serving, that's giving, that's meeting needs and sacrificial. We see a church where amazing things are happening. There's awesome things, wonderful things happening by God's power and spirit. And lastly, we see many people becoming Christians, many people being forgiven of their sins, joining God's kingdom, and having their name written in the book of life. This is a beautiful thing, and this is what God wants to see in us today, his church today. And so this passage, along with others, obviously, but this passage is very much a framework, a DNA strand of what we're trying to build. When we try to plan the church, plan the ministry, plan the semester, this is what we're trying to build and be and become and work around. And so this is really our foundation as a church and needs to continue to be. And so I want to give you guys an overview of the semester. Chelsea and I will share some different things about this semester and then we'll break up into these groups. And so I hope this will be helpful for you tonight. But just to remind you all, for our city campus region, our leadership team plans our ministry's events and focus and direction and goals and those things. And just as a way of reminder, our leadership team in our city campus region is Chelsea and I, the Persings, the Coronados, Caleb, Gigi, Renan, Nick, Brittany, and Nina. And I'm very grateful for our leadership team in the city campus. Y'all know Julia leads in the Long Island campus ministry as an intern there. And obviously, we've got another team leading the New Jersey campus ministry. But that's our team that's come together to work on and plan these things. And so the first set of direction and plans for the semester we want to talk about is devoting yourself. I'm going to get to all of the ministry events, ministry schedule, the us part, but the us part does not go well unless you do well with the you part, right? When we come together, we're only as great as each of our own relationship with God is. And Acts 2 started off saying they devoted themselves. And so we become the church we need to be when we become the disciples we need to be. And so that's my first focus and goal for all of you and myself tonight is be a great disciple this semester. The heart behind this is I am responsible for my own relationship with God. Yes, I need the church. I need lessons. I need events, all of those things. But ultimately, I am responsible for getting myself to heaven through Jesus. I'm responsible for my own relationship with God. I'm responsible for my spiritual growth and spirituality. I'm responsible for being my part of Jesus's body. Us have. And so if that's our heart, then these are some of the convictions that we have going into the semester. And I really want to call all of us to go after this wholeheartedly. That this semester you devote yourself to growing spiritually, that you decide you are going to have daily time with God this semester, that you are going to be focused on being more like Jesus. That's your goal personally, that you decide you are going to go after friendships. You are going to build friendships, not wait for them to come to you. You are going to help others in the ministry. You are going to go after regular discipling. If someone disciples you, which we all need people like that in our life, that you go after that. You initiate. You set up the time. You come with questions. You come to learn and be humble, right? That you go after that and take ownership of your discipling, right? That you have a high standard of love and commitment to the fellowship, to the body of Christ. That you don't have a low standard of commitment. I come sometimes. You know, I love a little. No, you have a high standard of love and commitment. And another thing here, that you have a conviction yourself of being on the mission. That you don't need to be reminded to share what you have with others. You don't need to be pushed to share what you have with others. You don't, right? That you don't stay quiet about what you have to others. No, you are on the mission. You want to help people become Christians. And you remember our slogan, the city is our campus, that we're not just trying to make disciples at our school, but all over New York City, that wherever you see a young person, this is what our goal is. We're building the future of the church, the next generation. And so everybody's got to do their part of reaching out to people. Along with that, you taking responsibility with honoring God in all areas of your life. This semester, you decide, I'm going to do my best in school. I'm going to be a great employee at my job. I'm going to be great at home with my family, my responsibilities at home. You're going to grow in how you take care of your finances here, how you take care of your health and take care of yourself, deciding you are going to be responsible for those things. And if you devote yourself to all of this, you're going to grow, you're going to be full, and you are going to make a difference. So I'm going to move on to all of the us stuff. But the us stuff doesn't work if we don't each take ownership of ourselves first.
And I think with, you know, when the passage talks about they devoted themselves, what comes before that was them realizing that they crucified Jesus. And that was their motivation for doing all of these things, was when they saw the cross. And I know for me, that's always been my main motivation of why I want to grow spiritually, why I want to have spiritual relationships, why I want to be on the mission, why I want to do my best with school or different areas of my life, is because when I see Jesus and see what he did for me and see who he is, that's my response, is I want to be the best I can be for him. And so I think when I think about devoting myself, it really helps me to go back to looking at why. Like, why do I do all the things that I do as a disciple? It's because of Jesus, because I love Jesus and I'm so grateful for what he did for me.
Amen. It's such a good point. Everything we read in Acts 2 is a response to them being saved and realizing what Jesus did for them. And so as that drives us, let's devote ourselves. And so the first communal piece we want to talk about is Sunday worship service. We're going to keep having our city campus Sunday services. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. at Pearl Studios is where we'll be almost every Sunday. And so that's our plan to continue. We're finishing out the book of Acts with our series called Sent. So we're going to finish out the book of Acts this semester. And our goal in that is to imitate the example of the early followers of Jesus. And so, you know, the heart behind Sunday services is that we're coming together to start our week remembering Jesus through communion and growing spiritually together as God's people through worship, prayer, hearing the word, fellowship, and giving. And so this is such an important time to come together at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I know as a Kingdom kid, like church can just be such a regular part of your week. And a lot of us are Kingdom kids. I'm a Kingdom kid. And I remember when I became a disciple, like church went from, before I was a disciple, it was just like my parents made me go, or like just something we did as a family. So when I became a disciple, I remember having to like deliberately change my perspective of church to be, one, this is my time to worship God and to remember the cross, to take communion, do all those things for me and my discipleship. And two, this is where I should be bringing people. Like now church is not just like a family activity or like something I do because my dad is the minister for me, or something I do, and for some of you, or just something I do like because my whole life I've done this. But no, church is like, this is my mission, is now I need to be bringing people to this and showing them Jesus and giving them an opportunity to hear Jesus and hear the gospel. And so I remember that having to be a shift, but I know that even sometimes after we get baptized, we can just so easily seep back into that, like, just rhythm of like, yeah, I just go to church is something I do without really remembering the why. And so for me, I still have to like try to deliberately remember like church is where I go to worship God, to hear the apostles' teaching, to partake in the breaking of bread, all the things it says in this passages, in this passage, but also like it's where I should be bringing people. Like, who can I bring with me?
Amen. And so like they were in Acts chapter 2, we've got to be devoted to meeting together. And Sunday service is just one of those foundational principles. Like if you're a Christian, being at church Sunday should be one of your highest priorities in life. And for all the reasons that Chelsea just shared and all the ones that we see in the scriptures. And so I really want to call all of us this year to really lean in on Sundays, to engage, to be on time, to make it a high priority. And don't let it be easy to just write off like, oh, something came up this Sunday, I can't come, or, oh, I'm running late, I'm just going to join my local region this Sunday. Like, we need you to be devoted if we're going to build what God is calling us to build in the city. Too many Sundays, we've got 25, maybe even more percent of our campus region not there. And that has got to change. Guys, if we're going to build what God is calling us to, we need all hands on deck, giving their hearts, giving their time, leaning in to help us build this. And many of you are doing that. And it makes our Sundays radiant for God. And he deserves that. But they could be even better if each part really leaned in and gave themselves fully to it. And so I want to call all of us to engage on Sundays, to give your whole heart to the worship, to the time of fellowship, that when it's time to listen to God's word be preached, that you focus and you hear, what is God saying to us as a group here today? What is he saying to me? That you talk to each other about it afterwards, that you really hear what the Spirit is saying to us on Sundays. And like Chelsea said, you're also not just thinking, oh, I got to go to church, but you're thinking, who can I bring with me to try to help bring them closer to God? So let's keep making Sundays awesome. A big part of that too is the teams we have. We have a hospitality team, and I just want to put it out there for anybody to think about joining one of these teams. We have a hospitality team. You could talk to Hannah if you want to help with that. They help set up on Sundays and communion and all that stuff. We have our amazing worship team, and anybody gifted in those areas can help serve on the worship team. You could talk to Mark. We have an amazing media team, and we, you know, could always use help of people that want to serve with the media team. Caleb heads that up, and if you want to help with that, you could talk to him. We're trying to build more and more of a street team, our connection with Emmaus House, and making sure that we have organized ways to serve the needy and the poor in the city. So if any of these teams appeal to you, or you have a gift or heart for any of these areas, then talk to somebody about that. But let's make Sundays awesome and really be devoted to them. One of the things we do mention every Sunday is giving, contribution. And so I just want to touch on that quickly. These are two great chapters that you can go read if you want to, that touched on it, the beginning of 1 Corinthians 16 and pretty much all of 2 Corinthians 9. But I just want to remind you that the heart behind contribution is that, hey, God has given to me, and he's calling me to be like him and to be a giver and to give back to him. Jesus teaches that where our treasure is, there our heart is also. If we put nothing into God's kingdom financially, if no treasure is there, then it might be indicative that our heart is not really there. And another part of the conviction in the heart behind giving is, hey, I'm just a steward. Everything I have, God gave me. This is his, it's not mine. And so I use it for him, and I use it the way that he would. And so, you know, we have weekly giving. Every week is an opportunity to give back to God and to support the growth and needs of the church. And so what is our goal when it comes to giving? I'm not going to put a number out there, but I'm going to put a conviction out there. The goal is that everyone who gets something gives something. If you have some sort of income, an allowance even, but if you get something, give something. We should not have disciples who God is giving to weekly, but don't give weekly, right? This is something that we've got to get set up. And a lot of you have, and a lot of you do, but there's still a lot that don't. And so the heart to have is what God calls us to be generous and sacrificial, to give from the heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. And so if that's what you're feeling, then don't give yet. Figure that out. But we should all have the heart to give something. Obviously, the Old Testament called to give 10%, a tithe. Jesus mentions this also in one of the Gospels. But really what God calls us to even beyond that in the New Testament is to give generously and sacrificially from the heart. And so how do we give? You could go to the website there, nyccoc.net/donate. Or you could download, it's called Venco mobile app, and you search New York City Church of Christ. You could choose weekly and then select city campus region so that your giving is identified as coming from our region, so we can know how we're doing as a region with giving. And it's super easy to set it up to be automatic, but we don't want our hearts to be automatic. We want to be connected with the gift that we're giving. Looking ahead, I also just want to mention that June 4th is Special Missions Contribution. I was so encouraged that our campus region met our goal of $9,000 last year. Such a victory that we gave that to Africa and the Caribbean and Guy Hammond's ministry and our New York internship in upstate New York. It's such an honor that we can support these things. And June 4th, just write it on your calendar and be saving, be praying, be setting aside some money so that you could give generously when that time comes instead of just going, oh, what do I got? You know, Chelsea and I every month set aside a 12th of our special missions contribution so that when that time comes around, we've got our whole lump sum that we're ready to give from the heart to that. And so special missions is June 4th, and let's be looking forward and preparing for that. So that's giving right there. The next area we want to talk about, did you want to add anything about giving? Is midweek, our midweeks, midweek connection, midweek service. This is us. The heart behind midweek is to connect halfway through the week, to learn, to be encouraged, to encourage each other, to be refreshed. In Acts 2, we saw they met every day. We don't have formal meetings of the body every day. We do like three or four times a week if you count Bible talk. But you should and hopefully see disciples almost every day. But midweek is the middle of the week time to connect, to learn, and grow. And we also try to focus on more practical and specific topics on Wednesday. So these are important. And I really want to encourage you all to prioritize this in your schedule. And tonight, there's a lot of people here. This is super encouraging. And it's just important that, hey, we're all hearing and learning and growing together.
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing some fun, different things for midweeks this semester, which I'm excited about. But I've always really loved midweeks because I feel like, you know, Sundays is awesome worship and you get to hear a great lesson. But usually there are like a lot of visitors that we're trying to talk to and pull in and all that, which is awesome. And Wednesdays is usually a bit more deeper teaching, like a bit more like, that's exactly what I needed to hear in my, like, for my daily disciple walk, you know? And so I love that about midweeks. And I feel like, you know, as far as this passage in Acts 2 that we're trying to imitate, it talks about the teaching, the breaking of bread, the prayer, and the fellowship. And so we're trying to, like, throughout our week, hit on all four of those things. And so midweek is a big one where we hear the teaching and we get to pray together. But we are really trying to, like I said, we're going to do some different things, but the midweeks, it's really important when we do have a lesson, like these are lessons that are really catered to exactly where you guys are at in life. I was going to say us, but I always forget I'm not a college student with you guys. And so I know for me, like when I get to hear those lessons that are for me, that's just the best. And so I try to take a lot of notes to really soak it in, eat it up. And so I think midweek's a great time for that, to just deepen our knowledge of the Bible, of God's word together, which is my favorite thing. The Bible is my favorite thing. And so whenever I get to hear deep lessons on it, that's it for me.
She's there.
Yeah.
So no, amen. So, you know, I would love to do midweeks in person, but we're trying to work with the fact that our region covers all five boroughs and you're already all sacrificing to commute in on Sundays, Fridays a lot of times. So we're doing them on Zoom. We've been doing them on Zoom for that reason, but we do miss that in-person fellowship. We've tried different things. I know you know this. Okay, let's meet up and have a fellowship hub, but watch it on Zoom or different stuff like that. So this semester, here's our plan. What we want to do to kind of get the best of both worlds is every Wednesday, we're going to have midweek at 7:30, but we're going to alternate between having a Zoom class all together. And then the next week is going to be four separate in-person community group split nights or borough split nights, however you want to think of that or call that. So 1 week will be on Zoom at 7:30 for a midweek lesson like tonight. And then the next week, the Bronx will meet in the Bronx to do something together. It might be a lesson. It might be a dinner. It might be bowling, whatever, right? Something bonding together. And then Manhattan will do something together. Brooklyn and Staten Island will do something together. The Queens group will do something together. And then the next week, we'll all have a lesson on Zoom together again. So every other week, we'll go from Zoom to these in-person times of growing and fellowship and being together. And so we're going to talk about those tonight a little bit. So if you have ideas of like, hey, when our borough splits off for Wednesday night, here's something I think would be great to have a lesson on or to talk about or something fun to go do, or hey, I'd love to host one of those at my house. Like, give some ideas. Let's have everybody help be part of making these awesome. So I'm excited for that, for our midweek time of connection for this semester.
And what's cool about this too is that, like, for those of you who aren't in a Bible talk, or it's hard, maybe you live in a different borough and people don't want to, like, for their first time, it's hard to get them to travel into Manhattan. This is something you can invite people to that's right in their borough. And so that's a really great opportunity to be inviting your friends to something like this. But then also you get to be filled up because these are like lessons catered to disciples versus Sunday is kind of a lesson catered to everybody and their mom, you know? So that's what I really love about this, is that it gives us an opportunity to invite people to something like in our neighborhood, but also on the off weeks, a chance to like hear some deep teaching for you specifically.
Amen. So let's really prioritize making midweeks awesome this semester. Two more areas to talk about. Friday nights, Friday fellowship, Devo, whatever you want to call it. But getting together on Friday nights. And, you know, the heart behind Friday is to have a time to be friends, to connect with each other at the end of the week, to have fun, to build family, to make memories. But it's also a great thing to invite people to. Again, somebody might not want to come to church, but they'll come to a party. They might not want to come to church, but they'll come to a park. And then they come and they see, oh, this is a great group of people. Maybe I would come to church, you know? And so for all those reasons, Fridays are important and special. And I've seen over time that people treat Friday as less important than Sunday and Wednesday because there's not always a lesson. But that's really undervaluing God's intent for the church to be friends, to be family. It's overlooking in Acts chapter 2, a whole chunk of it that just talked about them meeting in each other's homes, enjoying the favor of the people, eating together. Like, this was part of being the church, is investing in friendship with each other and doing life together. That's part of fellowship. And what that really means. And so even if Friday is not a sermon or whatever, it's very important.
Yeah.
And so we need those times together.
Yeah. And I think that to me too is like, I feel like that took me too long to learn as a baby Christian, that like pretty much equally important to like my personal time in the Bible and my convictions about like midweek and Sunday were that I need spiritual relationships. And so we, like, the reason we make Fridays fun is we're trying to build in time in your guys' weeks, especially for those of you who it is harder to maybe build relationships and that's not a strength. This is like built in time to do that, which is really helpful. And that was helpful to me when I was a college student. I know, but yeah, it wasn't always like, I honestly wasn't always looking forward to it because maybe it wasn't like what I would pick to do, or there were times when I was new in the campus ministry where they weren't all my best friends yet. And I went to school down south, and oh my gosh, I literally, like, everybody, most of them had Southern accents and they would call me Yankee. Like, I just like did not fit in. It took me like a long time to get to build relationships in my campus ministry. But by my senior year, they were all my best friends and it was amazing. But it was because I like put that time in to build these spiritual relationships because I knew that I needed it and that this is a biblical thing of we need disciples in our lives. And so I love that about the kind of like the flow of our week is like we get to worship on Sunday together. We get to take communion together, remember the cross, obey Jesus's command to do that. We get to come together for midweeks and hear some great teaching, maybe invite some people out to our community group splits and hang out in person with our, you know, neighborhood people. And then Fridays, we get to like do something really fun. And this is like an attractive thing to bring anybody to. Like sometimes it's intimidating to invite people to a Bible discussion or to church, but it's cool to invite people to a karaoke night or an international party, you know? But yeah, I just think for me, I had to really work on that conviction that like, I can't, there's no such thing as an independent Christian. Like I have to be social in my Christianity with other Christians. I need friendships. I need friendships with sisters. I need friendships with brothers. And then from there, once I had that heart, God really blessed it. Once I put in that effort of showing up, it got better each time. And I'm really grateful for that and those memories I made.
Amen. So we'll be together every Friday as we have been. 7 o'clock is the target. Please aim for that. Every Friday we'll be in different places. We'll obviously use some of the same places that we are used to using, but sometimes people's homes, rental spaces, different stuff. But you know, we're gonna have a lot of fun stuff together this semester. All New York Devos, an international party, karaoke night, a coffee house, a dodgeball game, a late night show, a breakfast party. There's gonna be a lot of fun stuff. And like Chelsea shared, this is really important friendship building time. There is gonna be a spring retreat. And I'm fitting that in here because it starts on a Friday night, March 31st to April 2nd. This is with Upstate, Jersey, Central Jersey, our whole New York City church. So our spring campus retreat, super excited about it. Registration will be up this Friday. We'll announce the theme and details at All New York Devo this Friday, but save the date. save some money, and make sure you get off work and you're set up to be at the spring retreat, and think of some people you can invite to it. So super excited for that. And we do have on our website a calendar that stays updated with all of this. So you, if you have a planner or account, you can even, if you use Google Calendar, you could subscribe to our calendar and it will automatically put all of it in your calendar. So that's a life hack right there. So go to nyccoc.net/AONYC and the calendar on there, midweek, Friday, Sunday, stays updated with the details that you need. So you can look and see what we're doing every week. And hey, if there's a Friday night event that you're like, ooh, I'd want to help with that, or I love that kind of event or whatever, like reach out to somebody in our leadership team and say, hey, could I help with that event? Like, we'd love for some of you to help out with some of our Friday night events. And so the last thing we're going to talk about before we split up is Bible talks. And so I'm so excited about our Bible talks. It's been fun to come out of the pandemic and start one NYU Bible talk, and then last semester branch out to five Bible talks, and the Lord has opened up doors for us to have even more. And right, the purpose, the heart of the Bible talk is because we're on a mission. We need to love the lost. And we see in the book of Acts that they had discussions with people about God in public places as groups and as people there. And so that's what we do. We get into public places and we have discussions about God. And people might come to a 20 to 30 minute discussion that's informal on their campus a lot more likely than they're going to lug themselves to church on a Sunday morning. But if they come to Bible talk, get a little taste of the kingdom, meet some disciples, hear God's word a little bit, then they're a lot more likely to set up a personal Bible study and a lot more likely to come to church. And so Bible talks are us creating a convenient relational opportunity to connect with people in a specific community. And so at the Bible talks, we plant the seed, make connections, and then set up the personal Bible studies where we really get to dig deeper and loving people and helping them to learn how much God loves them and how to love him back. And so I'm excited about our Bible talks.
Yeah, this is my favorite. And I feel like I'm saying that about everything, but this one really is my favorite, that I love helping someone get to know God, get to know Jesus. That is just my favorite thing. And I feel like when I'm not doing that as a Christian, I'm missing out of this huge chunk of my Christianity, and just, it feels off. Christianity does not feel right. My relationship with God does not feel right unless I'm putting this part of it on, which is being outward focused, helping other people also know Jesus. And so I just hope all of you know how valuable you are in this. Like, I know sometimes when there's a ministry where you have a lot of leaders, it can feel like, oh, well, that's what the leaders do. And that's what they're good at. They're good at studying the Bible with people, and they're good at inviting people, but I'm not good at that. But that's just a lie. That's just not true. And we need all of you guys, and all of you have so many gifts that we don't have and that I don't have. And all of you, God wants to use all of you in incredible ways to help other people become Christians. And so don't count yourself out of this, but this is so worth the time. And all of you are so valuable in this way. And God wants to use all of you to help someone become a Christian. So I'm really excited for the Bible talks we have this semester. And I've been like counting down until we get them planned and they get started. I'm excited to go share my faith and excited to meet people. So, yeah, but we really need everybody.
Amen. So this semester, you know, we're going to get going next week, our Bible talks, start sharing and start having our Bible talks, but we're going to have a Bible talk at NYU and NYU Manhattan Bible talk, one at Columbia. We're starting a new Bible talk at Columbia. Shout out to Manuela, who just got baptized from Columbia, and she's going to be helping with that. We're going to have a Bible talk at Mount St. Vincent. That was a women's Bible talk. Now is going to be co-ed. Nick is going to be coming down to help with that. We're going to keep having a Bible talk at City College, Lehman College. And then the Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens group, our plan with that, because you all live far apart, go to different schools, and it's a little challenging to get something convenient planned. You guys still share on your campuses, meet people, invite people to stuff, ask people to study the Bible. But your Bible talks are going to be those every other Wednesday nights when we split up. Treat that as your Bible talk. Hey, every other Wednesday, there's going to be this Brooklyn Staten Island group. That's your Bible talk. Every other Wednesday, the Queens group is getting together. That's your Bible talk. And so we're going into this semester with 7 Bible talks. And I'm really excited to see God work through those to bring his lost children home. And so our goal for the Bible talks is for every disciple to be part of one. You have that, conviction and that ownership of, hey, I'm part of this Bible talk. I add to this. I'm trying to bring people to this. And along with that, just all of you have the goal of what Jesus sent you to do. He said, go make disciples, that every person in our ministry tries to be part of helping someone become a Christian this year, right? And that should be all of our prayer, our heart of goals. God, help me to be involved with bringing somebody else to you, right? And so go after that. Make friends with people on campus in your community. If you see a young adult, invite them. Just don't worry about being awkward. Worry about getting them to heaven, right? Like, hey, what's up? Do you go to college in the city? Oh, cool. Where do you go? They say no. Just say, oh, well, anyway, I was going to invite you out. We have a church for young adults. You know, or just strike up conversations on the train, on the sidewalk, on your campus, wherever. If you see a young adult, this is what we're trying to build. Be active in your Bible talk. Show up and come early to share your faith beforehand with the group of people. Pray every day to find someone open. If you pray every day, God, help me meet somebody who wants to know you. God is going to answer that prayer if you go looking for those people. Bring people to stuff. Join a Bible study. Try to find one you could hop in on, right? I'm not saying you got to lead all the studies. We need different people doing the different pieces. Be in the study. Take the notes. Be the friend. Have a quiet time with the person that's studying the Bible. If there is a non-Christian at our Friday, at our Sunday, at Bible Talk, whatever, don't just go talk to your friends you're comfortable with. Be like Jesus and go talk to this new person that's not part of this community. Go love them. Help them to feel Jesus there, to be welcomed. Go meet the new people that come out to stuff. And these are all different ways that we can contribute to helping somebody become a Christian. And I'm going to elaborate on this more in our Devo on Friday night, but the specific prayer, dream, the hope that we're putting before God as a leadership team for this year is that in our New York ministry here, the city and Long Island together, that we see 12 people become Christians, one person a month. I believe God can do more than that. But that would also be a lot more than we've seen happen in a long time. And so if you want to join in praying for that, but the way that happens is each part doing its work. And if each part does its work, then I think even more than 12 people can become Christians. But that's kind of our prayer, our dream, our hope is that this year we'll see 12 people who were lost to be saved. And so I'm really excited to see God work through our Bible talks and everything else that we're doing to do that. So this is the overview of our semester, the heart behind these things, the convictions, the call. I hope this was inspiring to you guys tonight. So I'm excited to see what God does, and I hope you are too. So amen. We're going to go ahead and split up into these groups. Before